Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Truth Warriors. What's up from Tasmania? Yo, I would love to go back to Australia and visit Tasmania too. Northern Ireland checking in, Tampa Bay. What up, Tampa? What up, Alabama, Colorado? What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in. Tuesday live stream here. This is going to be the last live stream in this little office here. After I'm done streaming, I'm going to pack all this crap up, break it down, and in a couple of days, I'm going to be heading to a new place. So a couple of changes are going to happen. Still going to stream Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, but there's going to be a new time after today. Just an hour later, it's going to be 4 p.m. PST. So moving an hour, and then my next live stream will be Friday. So tomorrow I pack the truck up, Thursday I drive it, Friday I get my internet hooked up, and then I'll be having to, I don't have a desk yet there, so I'm going to have to like find a table or something, and I don't know, maybe I'll be sitting on the floor when I live stream on Friday, who knows, but I'm excited. A lot of stuff coming. I got some projects on the back burner too. I'm going to dive into. Going to get my JordanSather.tv platform up and going. Going to do a lot more stuff on Locals. A lot of exclusive vlogs and shoot the shit kind of content over there on Locals. So lots coming. And I think the next few months, I mean, we've got midterms approaching. We've got all kinds of, I mean, just bombs dropping, waiting to be dropped. We're heading towards election season, and that's always, always turbulent, man. So, yeah, it's gonna be a doozy. So anyway, guys, in today's episode, Tuesday Blues Day, we'll play some blues later on when we do the Q&A chat portion at the end. I'll bring the music in, but let's see what our topics are. Handy dandy notebook. Trump triggering the shit out of the fake news media on Truth Social. He went on a post storm this morning, a re-truth storm. And oh man, posted all kinds of stuff, and there was a Q drop. Trump didn't repost the Q drop, but he reposted a reply under it. And then with the way Truth Social works, you'll see the original comment on your timeline as well. I'll explain it in a moment, but basically this Q drop like showed up on Trump's timeline on True Social. And oh man, like MSNBC, Rolling Stone, CNN, all of them within like an hour were putting out hit pieces and like rabid hyenas, right? Taking the opportunity to try to get their narrative in, get their narrative control going. But it was pretty glorious. Joe Biden was just in Pennsylvania few hours ago, giving a speech talking about gun control and all of that. We'll take a look at a couple of things he said from there. And of course, like the first thing at this talk that Biden did was talk to this like young girl and ask her her age and like super, super pedo stuff, of course. What do you expect from good old Joe? What else? We've got some war drums getting beaten. Some drama going on between Greece and Turkey, drama going on between Taiwan and China, drama going on between Iran and the U.S. So we'll take a look at all those. And that makes me believe that whole October surprise that usually comes like 2 weeks before any election year, October, typically get some politically charged event that happens. I think it's going to come a little earlier this year. I think it might happen in September. We might get like a September surprise or something, but something's going to happen, man. Something's going to happen. yeah. And then we're going to fight wokeness towards the end of the show. I want to look at climate change. I want to look at Antifers in Texas protecting a drag queen story hour. Pretty ridiculous. And good old Abercrombie and Fitch putting this like obese chick in an advertisement. Abercrombie and Fitch. 10 years ago, Abercrombie and Fitch used to be the clothing store where you would expect every single one of their models would have an 8-pack or be some like stick skinny female, but now they're putting like morbidly obese chicks in their advertisements. So it's no longer Abercrombie and Fitch. It's now Abercrombie and Fridge. Not my joke. I stole that one, but it's worth it to repeat here. All right, guys, without further ado, you haven't missed much, my friend. I'm just starting here. So thank you for tuning in. And while you guys are here on Rumble, hit that little plus. Hit that thumbs up, that plus button. Subscribe to this channel. Smash the like. Destroy it. Annihilate that like button. Gotta throw that in, you know, standard streamer talk. All right, guys. Shout out to today's sponsor. That is the Second Amendment commemorative coin at supportthesecond.com. Link will be in the description below this video. This coin is a commemorative coin in honor of preserving our Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms and defend ourselves with them. No matter how hard the commies out there try, they're not going to take this freedom from us. And the Support the Second coins are beautifully engraved on both sides with a gold finish. They normally retail online for $25, but you can get one for free right now at the link in the description below in honor of their new website launch. So there you go, man. Biden's gun grab. He sure as hell trying, that's for damn sure. And we'll take a look at that in a moment. But first, I want to discuss Trump and his true social triggering today. Pretty glorious. So like I said, he went on a spree of reposting all kinds of different Anon accounts and whatnot. He really likes this one on True Social, God and Country. Reposting them a bunch. Shout out to Swampy. Shout out to Swampy. I think Swampy even got a repost in here somewhere. I want to find it. There we go. At Fed Up with Swamp. I met Swampy there in Phoenix a few weeks ago. Freaking great lady. I love her. Which is hilarious because like 2-3 years ago, back in the Twitter days, Swampy and I, we used to hate each other. She thought I was a total shill and I thought she was a shill. And we went at it a couple times, but now we're like great friends. She's awesome, and she hates all the clickbait shills just as much as I do, so we have a beautiful common bond together. But yes, Swamp Drainer got a Trump truth, but I want to really take a look at the one that triggered the fake news media, and that was, in fact, I think he untruthed it, so we're going to have to check out a screenshot here, and this is a screenshot from a Politico reporter that wasted no time in getting it captured and posting about it. So here, it looks like that Trump retruthed an actual Q drop. That's what a lot of the fake newsers went on to say today. Trump is spending his morning on True Social directly posting 4chan and Q messages. Directly posting Q posts. Blah, oh my gosh. Well, here's the thing. I want to get the context clear on this. So let me reference here a boop. This is the full image. So here's how True Social works, right? Their interface is a little different than Twitter. When you retruth a reply to a tweet, what ends up happening is that both the reply and the original comment will show up in your timeline. So what actually happened is Trump retruthed this meme down here about a storm, which is awesome in and of itself. But because he retruthed this reply, the OG comment, the original comment, which was a Q drop, ended up showing up in his timeline. That's kind of the... So facts matter here. Facts matter. He didn't repost the Q drop. He reposted this meme. But the beauty of plausible deniability is that Trump probably knew. He probably freaking knew. Like, oh, I'm going to retruth this reply here, and I know that Q post is going to show up in my timeline, so hit it. And then that created a lot of fantastic free press for True Social today. And what happened is that, you know, in their rabid hyena mode, these fake newsers, they were so trigger happy and trying to attack Trump and attack True Social and, oh my gosh, these QAnoners, that they didn't get the context right. They totally misrepresented what happened. Trump didn't post the Q drop, but nonetheless, that's what most of them went to post today. Like I said, this political reporter, freaking Kyle, damn it, Kyle. And then Rolling Stone. I mean, this was within like literally 60 minutes. within 1 hour, Trump went on this post-storm on True Social, and then Rolling Stone put out this hit piece saying, Trump woke up and went on a 60-post QAnon-fueled social media spree. they actually did not get that right, but they tried. And then Ben Collins went on to MSNBC. Again, this was within like literally an hour of all these posts flying on Trump's True Social account this morning. We got to take a listen to Ben Collins here on MSNBC to hear all the blabble that came out of his mouth.
As we talk about where Mr. Trump's head is at, Ben, I know you and our colleague Von Hilliard are looking at some of his posts out today on Truth Social, out lately, and the former president seems to be in queer territory than he's ever been before, right? As it relates to...
Did she say queer territory?
The former president seems to be in queer territory than he's ever been before, right? As it relates to the posting of explicit QAnon-related materials. Tell us more about that and what that says to you.
Yeah, so this is the first time ever he posted a Q drop, which is a post by Q itself from...
Again, wrong. Wrong. These dumbasses, they don't know how the True Social interface works, right? They are literally ignorant to how the platform works. But here they are commenting on it because these are the kings of truth.
You can't fix stupid.
But you can shave stupid. Ben Collins, you know, shaved his beard.
4chan that has been aggregated onto another website. It looks like an endorsement. But here's the thing. I just want to make this clear. I doubt he even knows what this is. It's a bunch of gibberish about three-letter agencies and the FBI and all of his common enemies.
I doubt he even knows what this is. Oh, if I had a dollar for every time Ben Collins stuttered, I'd be Trump rich.
So I would bet that he saw the letters FBI and, you know, who really has control. And he's like, ooh, this sounds good to me. And just retruthed it. And why do I think that? He shared 36 things this morning, not a joke, on Truth Social. They call them retruths on there. The guy is on one right now. On that platform. He is going through an old-fashioned Donald Trump tweet storm on a much smaller platform.
He is on one, Ben Collins says. That's pretty young lingo for all the boomers watching MSNBC. No offense to the boomers out there, but if you're a boomer watching my show, you're obviously not watching MSNBC, so you're smart, you're intelligent, but good gosh. Ben Collins... You are one of the cringiest dudes with a blue check mark on Twitter.
That has the same amount of friction. It's very easy to share something on that platform. There's just not a ton to share because there's not a ton of people on there. So he posted an explicit Q post. It was the 11th Q post ever. It was back from October of 2017. If you went back 10 posts before that, the very first Q post, it was about...
Look at those eyes. Those are the eyes of crazy. That man has crazy eyes right there. Look at that. So, again, Trump did not actually post that. Q drop! He retruthed the comment under it. And then, good old Ben Collins. We love him, don't we? We love him and his slicked back hair. So, that was just the fantastic triggering. And mind you, this was one day after... So the New York Times yesterday put out this hit piece. I did a video last night on it, and I uploaded it to Rumble and whatnot. I was talking about the New York Times referencing NewsGuard in this big hit piece about True Social and all of the, quote, QAnon content that's on True Social. That was yesterday. The New York Times literally yesterday running this big hit piece about all the QAnon content on True Social. And then the morning after, Trump goes ahead and, you know, reposts all those things and gets the whole fake news media triggered about the Q content on True Social. So Trump knew exactly what he was doing. It's funny. All these media clowns, their favorite narrative is to act like that Trump's an idiot. He's got no idea what's going on. Right? Projection, because who actually doesn't have any idea what's going on? These guys. So that happened. And then one last thing on True Social. Then we'll move on to looking at Biden's gun grab comments today. Trump's True Social platform is barred from the Google Play Store over content moderation concerns. So it looks like Google decided to not list the True Social app for Android because of, apparently, according to sources, content moderation concerns. So, you know, obviously, they don't want the truth on their app store. All right. Now let's have a listen to Biden's comments. He was in Pennsylvania today talking to a crowd about a variety of issues, but one of the biggest ones was firearms. But he started his speech off with these comments to a child in the crowd. This is the most Biden-esque thing that he could say.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. How are you, baby? How old are you? How old are you? Almost double figures.
Almost double figures. Thank you That's too old for Biden. Biden prefers his children the same age as his IQ. Single digits. Yeah, what a sick bastard.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
So anyway, yeah, of course, Biden was... Also, is this like the biggest crowd he's ever had at a speech? And I would bet money that all of these people were paid to be there. That crowd behind him, just behind him right there, that's like all the people that were at his presidential campaign speeches, like, put together. I'm surprised they're not in their little circle 6 feet apart still. So, all right, Biden had some words to say about assault weapons. Whatever that even means. What is an assault weapon? I mean, technically, this pen in my hand could be an assault weapon if I was angry and crazy enough. Your knuckles can be assault weapons. I don't know. That literally means nothing, right? Assault weapon. Assault rifle, right? Vague. So, let's have a listen to what he had to say about assault weapons in this country.
We took on the NRA, and we're going to take them on again, and we won. And
we're going to take on the NRA, we're going to take on the NRA, and win one.
We took on the NRA, and we're going to take them on again, and we won. And we will win again. But we're not stopping here. I'm determined to ban assault weapons in this country. Determined. I did it once before, and I'll do it again. For many of you home, I want to be clear.
Wait, he did it once before?
And I'll do it again.
If he got assault weapons banned in this country once before, why would he need to do it again? They would already be banned. And he banned assault weapons once before? Weird. Because I can, like, drive to a gun store a few miles away and buy myself an AR if I really wanted to. I mean, huh. Look at that crowd cheering. Like a bunch of good little commies.
For many of you home, I want to be clear. It's not about taking away anybody's guns. In fact, we should be treating responsible gun owners as examples how every gun owner should behave.
But you're literally saying that you're determined to ban assault weapons in this country. So it literally is about taking guns away.
Taking away anybody's guns. In fact, we should be treating responsible gun owners as examples how every gun owner should behave. I have 2 shotguns at home. I can't, it's a long story, but I'm not opposed to guns. But I support the Second Amendment, and I support the Second Amendment. But the Second Amendment, as one of the most conservative justices in history, Justice Scalia, once wrote, like, quote, like most rights, the rights granted by the Second Amendment are not unlimited.
Oh, yeah, Justice Scalia, the justice that your good friend Hillary had wet worked, right? Oh, man. The salt in a salt gun will burn your eyes. Well, if you shoot this demon with it, that's for damn sure. Yeah, my assault gun. Is that going to get banned? I use that to kill flies around my home. Shoot. So anyway, this is yet another reason I am moving to Idaho, because I love my Second Amendment and I intend to use it, invoke it, live with freedom. Freedom that these West Coast states don't have. And he also had some words to say about right-wing Americans. Good old uniter-in-chief here, Joe Biden said.
And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America, keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun.
I need an F-15? Gladly. Hook me up. Give me a free F-15. I would love to fly that thing. If you want to fight against the country, you need a little more than a gun. Well, you know what statistic keeps my mind at ease, keeps me feeling a little more safe and secure in this country? The simple fact that we have 400 million firearms in this country. That's pretty effing awesome. And that's probably a massive deterrent towards countries like communist China invading our borders, like invading this country, sending any kind of standing army into our homeland. So, you know, it's right. That's why the communist dictators out there, communists, fascists, whatever ist-ism label you want to use to slap on these crazy Illuminati, New World Order, psychopathic folk, getting rid of an armed citizenry who not just has access to firearms, but training, knows how to use them. That's important as well. Yeah. Come on, man. It's obvious. So, yeah, I'll keep my right to bear arms. Thank you. And I would love an F-15. Can't afford the gas for it anymore. That's right. That's why I want one of those UFOs, right? Hook me up, Lockheed. Let me fly one of those flying saucers I know you guys got. Anyway, we'll talk about that towards the end. I do want to talk about UFOs. Man-made UFOs a little bit towards the end of this video here. But, yeah, all right. On from this. Actually, one more thing. It looks like, so today, what is today? Tuesday. Looks like on Thursday, in 2 days, Biden is going to deliver a primetime speech from good old Philly, there in Pennsylvania as well, about protecting democracy, during which he will warn that Americans' rights and freedoms are under attack. So expect some bullshit coming our way on Thursday. It's going to be a lot more of this, where that came from, and also probably this. We'll get some primetime sniffs there in Philadelphia. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, Joe Biden is sniffing kids too many days. All right, next up, we got Hunter Biden on deck. So we got a couple of interesting documentaries, docuseries being released in a few days. This one here is called My Son Hunter. It is a movie, a documentary produced by Breitbart that is going to expose Hunter. And its debut was on Truth Social last week, racked up more than 3 million views cross-platform. So That's going to be a doozy. I don't know exactly where to watch it, but I assume you can watch the full thing free on the internet. Looks like the website is mysonhunter.com. Oh, you got to pre-order it, but I'm sure the free one, the full free version, will be out in due time. So My Son Hunter, be a good good red pill watching for your Labor Day weekend. And then we've got Project Veritas coming out with, this one comes out today, it looks like, actually. So this one's called The Secret Curriculum. And Project Veritas is going to be exposing the, just all the problems with our school systems. Because holy crap, we know they're there. They've never been as exposed as they are right now, all the issues within public education. But of course, we've got the just weird sex ed transgender BS, which is the issue leading the way, exposing the communistic public education system. But, you know, I just look at history, the true history, and I go back to the beginning of the 20th century, the 1900s, 1910s, those couple decades. And then I look at the powerful families in this country, the oil baron banking Federal Reserve families. We're talking the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Rothschilds to an extent, but Rothschilds are more European domination. We're talking about America here, so Rockefellers, Carnegies, et cetera. Those Federal Reserve families, right? So they're the ones that really invested in this a variety of different industries and systems that led to where we are now. So Rockefeller Medicine, it was the Rockefellers and the Carnegies that set up the American Medical Association and the sort of Western medicine. They just destroyed chiropractic, naturopathic, herbalism. So it was their fault, right? And that happened mainly in the 1910s and 20s. They set up the foundations for our shit systems today. And also education. So it was the Rockefeller family that, I think John D. Rockefeller, that funded the General Education Board with $1 billion in today's money, but a lot for that point in time. It was like 1905, I think the year was, that the John D. Rockefeller funded the General Education Board with shitloads of money, and then, boom, here we are, right? So our school system has never been about truly creating free-thinking smart people in this country. It's always been about creating mindless robots that just regurgitate what they're told. And yeah, so finally, though, a lot of people are starting to wake up to that, but there's still a lot deeper we have to go, but day by day. So there you go. Veritas movie, Breitbart movie, coming in due time. Next subject, we've got one more on Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. So Joe Biden has tapped an MSNBC pundit, who claimed that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Joe Biden has tapped this guy. His name's Jeremy Bash. Tapped him for the Intelligence Advisory Board. Because good Lord, Joe Biden needs a hell of a lot of advisory on intelligence. Yeah, that's a doozy right there. But, you know, these days, the year of the boomerang, right? Boomerang summer. Every single thing that Joe Biden or these deep state cronies do, that boomerang just comes right back around and hits them in the forehead. And it doesn't take more than just a few days for that to happen, right? God damn, that wheel of karma is moving so fast. Whether it's the raid on Mar-a-Lago, whether it's this hit piece in the news, whether it's whatever it is, right? It's just karma so fast. So the world might look crazy, but it's always been crazy. It's just getting exposed now. We've always been this divided as a society. It's just getting exposed now. We've always been this brainwashed, this apathetic of a society. It's just getting exposed now. So, gotta expose it to get rid of it, right? All right, quick plug here. Want to throw you guys a link to my Locals, locals.com/Jordan Sather. Like I said, I'm going to be uploading video updates, short vlogs, things like that, exclusive to those supporting on Locals. And I'm going to get a hell of a lot more active on Locals as well. So if you want to support this podcast, support the work I do, and hang out with my Locals community, it's a good platform, and you can get some perks, exclusives. I also have a subscriber-only Telegram channel with Telegram group with 80 people in it. Great conversations, great group of people. If you want access to that, subscribe on Locals. You get coupon codes to my supplement brand by subscribing to Locals and monthly giveaways, things like that too. So quick advert for that. All right, let's talk about now the war drums getting beaten around the world. We've got a few different tense issues, tense moments arising, and they're all today. They're all happening today. So Iran, let's talk Iran first. Looks like the Iranians were trailing a U.S. warship in the Persian Gulf. It was the USS Thunderbolt. The Iranians were trailing it and trying to board it. Look at me. I'm the captain now. They were trying to board this thing and take it over. But that didn't happen. CENTCOM, Central Command, sniffed them out. Sniffing them like Biden. Sniffing them out. So, nice try, Iran. But this is going to put a little hamper in Joe Biden's attempt to get that Iran deal going, huh? So, bummer. Next, we've got Taiwan claiming to fire warning shots at an unidentified drone near Taiwan. And it said that a few drones then flew back to China after the warning shots were fired at them. I believe China is debunking that claim, but it's China, so, you know. But that happened. And then we have one more issue I don't have an article for here, but one more. I believe this happened yesterday where Greece's air defense systems locked on to a Turkish aircraft in the Mediterranean. So a lot of tension going on in multiple places around the world. This is why I say I think, we got September in 2 days. Yeah, I think we're going to get a September surprise this year. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for China to make some sort of serious move at Taiwan. And I do think that's going to happen in September or October. And these sorts of things tend to happen before elections, so stay frosty, friends. Stay frosty. Keep your head on a swivel. All right. We've got the Secret Service agent who claimed, remember this a few months ago, who claimed that Trump grabbed the limo steering wheel to go to the Capitol on January 6th. Oh, yeah. Trump's grabbing the wheel. He's trying to take us to the Capitol to storm it with all those MAGA extremists. That was the testimony that good old Cassidy Hutchinson gave us, that Trump tried to lunge and grab the steering wheel. Well, the Secret Service agent who made that claim that was repeated by Cassidy Hutchinson, he retired. He's out. He's done. Secret Service agent retires. Was he forced out? Was he told to leave? Fired? Who knows, but it's very curious how in the last few days, well, we have this guy retiring. Yesterday, we had that. Yeah, he's only 48, right? That's pretty young to retire. So, sounds like he was forced out. But this guy's out. Then just yesterday, we had the FBI agent, good old Tim Tebow, the one who opened up the investigation into Trump that led to the Mar-a-Lago raid. And it was also FBI agent Fedboy Tim, same guy who helped to censor Hunter Biden laptop investigations within the Bureau. He was escorted out of FBI headquarters. We learned that yesterday. So, man, seems to be a cleanup going on within the swamp. Seems to be. So that happened. Next up, Dinesh D'Souza's book, 2,000 Mules. The book version. Yes, in fact, books still exist. Not a lot of people know that there's these things called books that you can still read with paper and words on them, ink pressed into the pages in little shapes we call letters. Dinesh D'Souza's book has been issued a full recall by the publisher. A little late, right? A little late for that? I don't understand, but okay. I guess publisher is Regnery Publishing? Decided to issue a full recall? I don't know. Whatever. The damage has already been done, so nice try. Next, we've got another food processing facility catching on fire. Let's play the news clip.
News right now from Montebello. This is the scene out there on West Olympic. This is where firefighters say there has been a fire at a poultry processing plant. You can see firefighters pretty much trying to surround and round this building right now, Ross.
Yeah.
Still going on, right? It's crazy. I put out a Substack article months ago, probably 2 to 3 months ago, about, I think at that point it was 40 to 50 different food processing plants mysteriously catching fire around the country. And still, months later, there's been one a week, couple a week, still going on. And it's becoming such a mainstream issue. Some of the YouTube gun channels I watch that are like mainstream channels, 1 million, 2 million subscribers, even they are talking about it in their videos as if it's like a normal thing to discuss, not even in a conspiracy theory way. They're just openly questioning it, saying something's up. Where is Montebello? Tell me the state it's in the comments. I'm not familiar. But yeah, pretty still going on, right? Still going on, and you have to question it. If you have at least 2 or 3 functioning brain cells in your brain that are connected with little dendrites, you have to be questioning these things. Otherwise, you might as well just go be friends with Ben Collins and talk to MSNBC. So, well, getting a little suspicious now. It was suspicious like 3 months ago. Ah, LA area. That's where Montebello is. LA area. Yeah. All right. A few more things. Got four more tabs here to cover, and then we'll get to some Q&A to finish this up. Masked Antifa protesters show up brandishing weapons at a Texas drag brunch with kids. A drag queen brunch. Let me guess. This was in Austin. Let me freaking guess. Was this in Austin? Roanoke, Texas. How close is that to Austin? Anyway, yes, we got them Antifers, Black Bloc provocateurs. Probably got their text message from George Soros telling them to go out and brandish their assault weapons. Ooh, Joe Biden, what are you going to do? You wanted to ban these things, right? You gonna ban them from Antifa as well? God, look at this. What is going on? That's crazy. This guy on the left here doesn't even know he looks like how to hold the thing. Oh, good gosh. You got this guy with the rainbow scarf on. Like, oh, good God. Question in the comments says, my question is, who the hell is bringing kids to this shit? Soulless, brainless, terrible parents, like absolutely terrible parents. And then, oh, these folks. Good job, Antifa. They're just doing it for the Soros check. Let's be real. They don't care about the ideologies. They're just trying to get their checks. All right. Next, we've got Abercrombie and Fridge. They tweeted an ad with this image right here, sparking controversy. They have since deleted the tweet, where this advertisement was posted. And yes, this is their plus-sized women model. Literally, I think all of the weight kept in this the front of these jeans is like the weight of what their models used to be 10 years ago. Like that. And let's give it up for this button. This button right here is the real hero. There is strength in that button. Good gosh. So yeah, it's what the world's come to. It's what the world's come to. And oh yeah, if you dare question this or have any issues with it, you're a fat shamer, right? You are a fat shamer. No, I am for health. So when I see this with like a front butt that has bigger cleavage than her booby cleavage, that's a problem. I don't want my models to be insulin dependent and with a BMI in the upper 90th percentile of the public. Yeah, it's not okay. It's not okay. This means a lack of discipline. This means a lack of self-love. This means being unhealthy and hating yourself is not okay. We should shame, right? I shame myself if I start gaining weight and I'm like, oh God, I gotta stop eating all these chips because, oh my God. I mean, you know, if you have like, if you're in that position where you are overweight, that's okay. There's, you know, you're not a bad person. You just gotta start making better choices. We cannot tolerate a society that tolerates shitty choices. We should be more intolerant about certain things in society, right? And it's like we got this ass backwards paradox world where we tolerate the things that we shouldn't tolerate and we don't tolerate the things that we should. Backwards world. So, anyway. Abercrombie and Fitch. Man. Oh, how far they've fallen. Next up. More wokeness. Apparently, the latest climate change fear porn that we got to deal with here is that Greenland's gonna melt. Now it's Greenland. Greenland. Greenland's gonna melt. It's, quote, inevitable now, according to what shitty scientists? Oh, it's the journal Nature Climate Change. Climate change literally has its own journal. And this study says that once Greenland melts, we're all screwed. And the ocean levels, there's a major sea level that's going to rise caused by the melting of Greenland, blah, 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 blah. In 30 years, they're going to be saying the same damn shit. But here's the thing. In Antarctica, there's ice records. There's record ice growth in Antarctica. They conveniently often leave that out of their research papers and their studies. Ice growth in the southern hemisphere? Sure. Ice loss in the northern hemisphere, but, you know. So anyway, yeah, fear porn, blah, 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 blah. And then lastly, this little article from Popular Mechanics, good old trash science propaganda, Popular Mechanics, National Geographic, Popular Science, Scientific American. It's all, you know, trash scientific propaganda. But I found this curious. There was a congressional document that revealed plans about the new, I guess, UFO reporting group that's being set up by our government. I believe I talked about this in a video last week, but I didn't have the full context. This is a little more curious to me. So apparently in this congressional document revealing plans to divide their little UFO think tank up into two groups, and these two groups, hold on. Let me just read this thing. Congress has made two startling claims. The first is that, quote, cross-domain transmedium threats. Of course, they got to call it transmedium, right? I'm sick of the trans word. Going to be UFOs flying rainbow flags on them. The first is that the cross-domain transmedium threats to the United States national security are expanding exponentially. The second is that it wants to distinguish between UFOs that are human in origin and those that are not. What? That's curious. They're actually wanting to distinguish between UFOs that are human in origin and those are not? Now, of course, the mainstream narrative is going to be, well, some of these UFOs could be drones, could be swamp gas, could be weather balloons, something like that. But you could go under that a little bit. You could take it a step further and say, well, UFOs that are human in origin, like the freaking experimental craft that at this point aren't even experimental, probably operational, but the craft that like Lockheed Secret Projects and Northrop Grumman Secret Projects have built with the electrogravitic propulsion systems. Don't need gas, don't need fossil fuels. They use electricity to propel a craft. Yes, it's possible, folks. Can be done. Has been done, in my opinion. So that's just a curious thing. Like, of course, they're not going to, popular mechanics, mainstream media, they're not going to say absolutely anything about American defense contractors having this sort of technology, but that's the truth. That's what we want to expose. That is the conspiracy theory, and that's what we need to expose. But you know, they're going to try to shut that down, call us crazy conspiracy theorists for suggesting that, or try to educate the public about that. But in my opinion, my friends, that is an incredibly important topic to discuss, and one that you know, I will be doing content on in the future. I have done content on that. Shoot, I helped produce documentaries about that freaking subject. Secret space programs and secret tech defense contractors have had since the 50s. All right, guys. If you want to keep talking about that, hit me up with some questions or comments in the chat. We're going to get to the chat section now. I'm going to bring in the Blueskies. The Blueski Toonskies. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. That's the jam. Give me a sound check, guys. I don't have a feedback. I don't have headphones in. So how do the audio levels sound with that? Just give me a thumbs up. If the music's not too loud, not too quiet, if it's just right. Oh, what's the over-under that Beto O'Rourke gets? Oh no, Beto's dog gets monkeypox. Ew. Oh, no. Slightly hung over you. Things that make you go, bleh. More UFO stuff. Indeed. Slightly hung over. You want to talk about that now, or you want me to do, you mean like slightly content videos on that in the future? You. Half 5-5. Nice. Loud and clear. Lying, baby, if I said it wasn't true. Tuesday, Blues Day. What's the deal with the NASA moon rocket? That's right. That maybe Artemis rocket was supposed to shoot off the other day. Forgot about that. And then they said they had some technical issue and they couldn't shoot off their big rocket, their big glorified bullet. That's all rockets are, missiles. They're just glorified bullets. Controlled explosions, making a projectile go forward. That's like ancient technology. I mean, we're still dealing with explosive mechanisms. If we want to truly advance society, we need to do the opposite of explosions, which are implosions. Implosions. Implosive forces. You know, in fact, there's something fascinating. You know, propellers. You got propellers on boats and planes and whatnot. You have propellers that are shaped at a certain angle, go real fast, using Bernoulli's principle to drag something forward or push it forward on a sub. If you change the angle of the propeller, in fact, you have to use a very specific sacred geometrical ratio, and it looks just Google impeller, not a propeller, but impeller. Look at the images. I'll do it right now. Impeller. So this is an impeller, and instead of radiating the force away from the center, it actually brings it towards the middle of it. That's the idea of implosion. And you can put an impeller on a craft, a sub or an aircraft or something like that, and it has much more force than a propeller. It produces much more force. And it's all in the physics of sacred geometry, the physics of torsion. Torsion physics. So, it's an interesting thing about a impeller, implosion versus propulsion. But when we think of electromagnetic fields, you can use torsion physics, or the science of torsion, I suppose, to counter-rotate electromagnetic fields and then create levitation and propulsion via electromagnetic fields. This comment in the Foxhole chat with a lot of big words here. Thanks, Enrique. Electromagnetic field manipulation for dielectric vortex propulsion. I love me some science. But that's how, you know? Good old physics of levitation, physics of UFO propulsion. That's the thing. We could be so far beyond the fossil fuel society that we're in. So far beyond. Not just with energy generation, having zero-point energy devices to power our homes so we could literally be off-grid. We're talking decentralized energy systems. You could have all the energy you need off-grid, wherever you're at in the world, don't need to be hooked up to anything. That's what I want. I want to live out in the freaking sticks. Put me out in Montana in the middle of butt-f nowhere. But I have all the electricity I need with my little zero-point energy device powering my home. And not just that, not just energy generation, but with these types of sciences, these esoteric or occulted sciences, we're also talking propulsion. And not propulsion like putting gasoline in your car and making the wheels turn. We're talking levitation. You don't need wheels anymore. Other than to maybe just like land the craft and roll it around like your driveway. But it's not a driveway anymore because you're not driving. We're talking propulsion. No fossil fuels, and also no inertia. People often say, oh, how do these extraterrestrials come from across the galaxy? There's no way any ETs could be here because that's way too far away. You're looking at it through your little 3D glasses. Through your little human narrow viewpoint. No, these advanced races have found faster than light travel, which actually is not rare. It's commonplace, faster than light travel, because light is just it's a reference frame for what we perceive light to travel at. You can go faster than light. And you can also shield inertia. So that's how you can get a flying saucer, a black triangle, go 50,000 miles an hour and make a U-turn or make a 90-degree turn, right angle, And the people inside the craft, they don't feel anything. Shielding inertia. Inertial dampeners, as Stargate SG-1 put it. Captain Carter and her inertial dampeners. I'm an SG-1 nerd. There's a lot out there that humanity still has to discover. That's what I'm far more interested in. That's why I don't... When I look at, like, a fancy-ass car going down the road, I see, like, a Ferrari or a Lambo. It doesn't impress me. I don't give two shits about sports cars. Victor Schauberger! You spelled Schauberger's name wrong, but, yes, Victor Schauberger and his Repulsine. Look into Victor Schauberger. He was using implosion mechanics. He was actually, he had a device called a Repulsine, and it would, he would put water through it, and it would implode the water. It would make the water spin at certain sacred geometrical angles, three-dimensionally. And word has it that he was able to create a little device about... How big was his Repulsine? It was like the size of my desk here. It was like yay big. But, made it lift. All right. Let me get to some comment questions here. Jordan... Would you want to take Montana over Idaho? What made you choose Idaho first? Well, I would love to live in Montana, but winters suck in Montana. But, like, if I had a home that I could hook up to some freaking free energy device or whatever, yeah, I would choose Montana. But right now, Montana is a hell of a lot colder than Idaho and more expensive. So I'm choosing Idaho in the meantime. But maybe eventually in life I'll keep migrating east and get to Montana. Montana is my favorite state in the union, that's for sure. But Idaho is like the same thing, more or less, right? What's a good supplement for high blood pressure? Take your fish oils. Make sure you're getting enough omega fatty acids in your body on a daily basis. Limit your caffeine consumption. Stop drinking the frickin' caffeine. And also, turmeric is helpful as well. Really, you need to handle inflammation. So, turmeric. Also, there's an amino acid called arginine. If you're going to supplement with it, you want what's called arginine AKG. That helps with vasodilation, dilating your blood vessels. A lot of athletes and bodybuilders will take arginine AKG before their workouts to get the pump. That's how they get the pump. But you can also take arginine AKG on a daily basis just to dilate your blood vessels, lower your blood pressure that way. So those are some tips and tricks. And don't eat shitty food. Don't eat shitty food. Jordan for president 2032. Oh, man. There's way too many videos of me out there on the internet of me saying ridiculous things for me to probably run for any political office. comment on DLive says citrulline works even better. Yeah, citrulline's getting real popular, too. A lot of pre-workouts out there have them both, arginine and citrulline, that combo. So, either one. Salmon once a week. I eat sardines every single day. Right out of the can. Love them, man. But yeah, salmon too. Don't ever eat Atlantic salmon. Avoid Atlantic salmon. It's farmed. It's farmed salmon. So, and you can tell it's trash salmon because it's not pink. It's like, it's super, it's not as dark pink. It's like this lightish, whitish pink. So, no, don't eat Atlantic salmon. If you're going to eat salmon, go sockeye. Pink salmon's okay too. But sockeye salmon, king salmon, something like that. But I like my canned sardines, bro. Lightly smoked in with a lemon and extra virgin olive oil. Sometimes I eat two of those freaking cans a day. Baby. What's going on? Baby. What's going on? What makes salmon pink is a compound called astaxanthin. Astaxanthin is a really powerful antioxidant, and when you get farmed salmon, it has less astaxanthin in it, which is why it's less pink. So just don't eat shit food, guys. Don't eat processed garbage. Avoid preservatives. Avoid the food colorings. My God. I was just trying to shop for pickles the other day. I just wanted some dill frickin' pickles. And here I am at the grocery store, because I'm that guy, looking at the ingredients of every frickin' jar of pickles. And oh my God, all of them had FDC 40 yellow number 5. I'm like, why in the shit is there food coloring in these pickles? It's all gonna come out brown. Why do I care what it looks like going in? But, yeah, it was such a pain in the ass. But it's called having principle, guys. Like, who cares how good it tastes? There's a reason it tastes good, because there's so much freaking shit in it. But who cares how good it tastes? Who cares what it looks like? Who cares what brand it is? Take care of yourself. Put yourself first. Just don't spend money on the garbage. You don't want to end up like the Abercrombie and Fridge model with your jeans button in front of your front butt holding on for your dear life. Or you don't want to be like Joe Biden with freaking dementia, right? Just don't buy it. Blows my mind how people just don't care. They don't care. They just eat their Cheetos, they eat their Lay's potato chips. Then they wonder why they got all these freaking health issues. Well, probably because you're eating a hot dog with Lay's potato chips and drinking a beer for dinner. Here's your sign. It's called common sense. Not only paying attention to what you put in your body, food-wise, but also drink-wise. Don't drink tap water. Get yourself a reverse osmosis filter. Make sure you drink good stuff, but also what you put on your body. That is a massive way we get a lot of toxins and poisonous molecules in our body, is from lotions and soaps and shampoos and sunscreens and other stuff we put on our skin. Less than 60 seconds. It takes less than a minute for whatever you put on your skin to absorb right in. And then the big problem is that it gets right in your bloodstream. Your digestive tract doesn't often breaks down bad stuff you eat. So if you, you know, if you eat something, your digestive juices do what they can to break down the toxic molecule. But if you put something on your skin or you inject it like a vaccine, that shit's getting right into your blood and causing issues. So it's not just reading cosmetics labels, but just the fact that they're cosmetics. Even a lot of like, quote, natural lotions and things like that, they still have chemicals in there to make it a lotion or make it like a soapy, foamy thing. So I don't use lotions. Here's the thing, if you eat well enough, if you eat enough good antioxidants, vitamins and minerals, omega fatty acids, you'll have soft skin and you won't need lotion. Drink enough water, which most people are severely dehydrated. Drink enough water and your skin will be nice and moist. And I don't use sunblock. Nope. I am anti-sunscreen. Same concept. If you eat enough antioxidants, your body will be able to counter the oxidative rays from the sun. And you'll be able to soak up that vitamin D, all the UVA and UVB rays, and you won't get the skin cancers. You know what's a big problem with skin cancer? All the freaking toxic heavy metals and shit they put in sunscreens. I mean, yeah, if you're like living in Florida or Texas, or you're out working a construction job all day, you're probably gonna need some sort of SPF, but find like a seed oil or something, or, you know, find just not big box brand name bullshit. Like, don't use Banana Boat, don't use Neutrogena, or what are the other sunscreen brands? I don't know. But just find something like as natural as possible. Coconut oil has a natural SPF of like 10 or 20 or something like that. So you can at least get a little bit of protection there. Or just wear long sleeves. There you go. I like this Q&A. We started off talking aliens and anti-gravity. And now we're talking... Now... Jordan's your personal trainer. Fun show. We'll do it for another 5 minutes, and then I got a jet, guys. You guys take zinc daily? That's good. I hope it's not a shitty zinc supplement, because there's a lot of bad vitamin and mineral supplements out there that are trash chemicals. Like, most calcium supplements out there are literally chalkboard chalk. They just grind up and put it in a capsule. Think you can absorb that? No. A lot of vitamin C out there is called ascorbic acid, which your body can barely absorb any of. Have fun taking that. Destroying all the probiotics in your gut. Zinc. Yeah, a lot of zinc supplements out there are garbage. You're just wasting your money. Pissing out your zinc. So anyway, that's it's a conversation for another time. That's some content to do for my Conscious Strength channels. Comments rolling in on Rumble saying the stream died. Must be Rumble, because OBS is telling me zero dropped frames. That must be a Rumble issue. Freeze, unfreeze, welcome back. Okay, yeah, that's a Rumble problem. Doesn't look like the feed is having any issues on DLive or Foxhole, and OBS is telling me everything's fine, so... Blame those Canadians. Yep, I'm doing the move myself. Packing up the truck, driving the truck. I got a, my dad's helping me, so. It's not just me, but we are doing it ourselves, and. Tomorrow's packing day, Thursday is driving day, and then Friday, I'll be back in action. Get internet set up, gotta get myself a desk. And. Set up my office. I'll film a little vlog. Film a little vloggy doing it. Show you guys my whole setup. I was meaning for so long to do a behind the scenes vlog here, because I get a lot of questions of like, what equipment do I use for podcasting, for making videos, all sorts of stuff. And I was meaning for so long to film like a behind the scenes, here's my office here, but I'll do that on Friday when I'm setting everything up. I'll show you guys my system, all my equipment and everything. I'm definitely bringing the plants. Hopefully they survive. I don't know if they're gonna like the drier climate, but just don't overheat. Nah, I'm good. I can deal with heat and cold. They don't really bother me. Does my family watch my videos? Help me through the day. Hey, family, if any of you are out there watching this shit, let me know. I don't know. I mean, they know what I do. I just don't know if they know how to find it. You know, I'm not on YouTube anymore, and I don't think any of my family knows, like, what a Telegram is or what a Rumble is. So. I replaced the plant with a corn stalk. I'll replace it with asparagus. There's a lot of wild asparagus that grows out in Idaho. So much pain deep inside your eyes. I know someone has hurt you. Some man. Yeah, man, I'm stoked. I'm excited. It's gonna be a gonna be a new chapter. It's gonna be fun. A lot more freedom out there. You know, I just need to drive like 30 minutes from my house and I'm out on a bunch of BLM land, Bureau of Land Management land. And I could shoot to my heart's content, drive 30 minutes the other direction, and I'm up in the mountains, do a bunch of backpacking and wilderness exploring up there. It's gonna be good. All kinds of like creative ideas. I mean, oh yeah, if I go backpacking, I'm totally bringing the drone and bringing the cameras. And all you guys are gonna be coming with me. And yeah, when I go out for like range day, go shoot some stuff out in the desert, I'll bring my cameras too. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm not gonna live too far from a river. It's got this huge path. It's like 20 miles long. So I'm gonna get a longboard. Longboard the thing. I'll be like my daily ride. I'll bring a camera and chat. Peaceful, beautiful country. Is beautiful country? Washington State is pretty freaking beautiful too. I mean, honestly, I'm going to an area that's not quite as beautiful as where I'm at right now, but hell of a lot more peaceful and free. And people are less entitled there. They're less entitled, a lot more down to earth, a lot more humble. People out here in Western Washington are some entitled fuckwits. Very arrogant. And a lot more pushover passive. Can't stand it. Mountain biking? Yeah, I gotta get a mountain bike. For sure. You just got a G-Shock? What model do I have? I don't wear G-Shocks, bro. Let me show you what I wear. High end. I don't know if you could afford this. It's a Casio. Real high end watch. Cost me a whopping $10, I think. I wear Casios because I beat them up. I don't want to wear some fancy ass watch that's going to get destroyed. This has a bunch of scratches on it and stuff, dude. I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy that's going to spend money on flashy stuff. Nope. Oh, dude, Casio makes G-Shocks? Nuh-uh. I didn't know that. That's new to me. But no, this is not a G-Shock. This is a... I don't know. Cheap ass Casio watch. You're going to be in Seattle next month. Would have loved to meet me. Well, I'm a ways away from Seattle. I grew up across the Puget Sound on a peninsula called Kitsap. Kitsap Peninsula. Repping right here. So all those ferries that you guys see going to and from Seattle, most of those ferries go across Puget Sound to a little town called Bremerton. That's where there's a big naval shipyard. Aircraft carriers get stationed there. And then just a few miles away, they've got all the nuclear subs in Bangor Sub Base. So that's where I grew up. I grew up in the Navy town, Bremerton. And that is a very safe distance away from Seattle. Well, I have no one to love people. Every night when I go home. All right, guys. Any last questions, comments, concerns, complaints? We're about an hour and 20 in. It's long for me. A bedroom without a woman. Good chat, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you. Like I said, next live stream will be Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, new time. New time. New place for me. Still Monday, Wednesday, Friday, though. Monday, Wednesday, Friday streams. Yeah. What am I drinking? I really like these energy drinks by a brand called Koios, I think. K-O-I-O-S. These things are basically just water with a little bit of coconut water and some caffeine, L-theanine, lion's mane mushroom, and these have a little ingredient that I love called Alpha GPC. Alpha GPC is actually what I put in my Focus dips. Do I have any focus dips on me? Whoa, I don't think I do. My chair's broken. I almost tipped over there. That would have been embarrassing. But yeah, I like these. They're good. Good little energy drinks. Only 40 milligrams of caffeine per can, so it's pretty light on the caffeine, which is why I like them. 60 milligrams per can from green tea. So it's light on the caffeine. That's another thing, guys. If you drink a lot of caffeine, track your milligram intake. A lot of people get heart issues and adrenal gland issues, hormone problems, because they just drink way too much caffeine. You have no idea how much caffeine they're drinking. One shot of espresso, 75 milligrams of caffeine. One cup of coffee is about 100 to 120 milligrams of caffeine. One Red Bull, I think you're looking at 120 milligrams of caffeine. A lot of energy drinks out there, like those Bang energy drinks, you're talking 300 milligrams of caffeine per can. Per can. Okay? So I'm very aware of exactly how much milligrams each thing I drink is, and I track it just to make sure I'm sleeping okay at night and I don't get heart problems or hormone issues. So be cognizant of your caffeine intake. I try to keep mine below like 200 milligrams a day, which is like two cups of coffee's worth. Actually, not that much. So I go really light on the pre-workouts. I only do half scoops, like half scoop of pre-workout. So yeah, I don't drink all that much coffee. I love coffee, but when I make coffee in the morning, I only make about half a cup. So I don't drink much. Alright guys, enough me ranting to you here tonight. Tuesday Blues Day. I like the tunes. Alright guys, thank you for your support. I appreciate all you guys. Much love. You have a fantastic week. I will probably be... I'll be online tonight. I'll be posting on Telegram and True Social. I'm probably in the morning, but I will be packing the office up, cutting the internet, getting out of here, driving on Thursday. I'll be able to post from my phone, but Friday is when I'll be back in action. So I'll see you guys then, and I'll let you know when the live stream will be, when I get set up. And that's all for this one, guys. I appreciate you. You are awesome. My fellow Truth Warriors, Truth Squad, go find me on Locals and Telegram and True Social. Have a great evening, everybody.